Ezekiel chapter 5.
And you, O mortal, take a sharp sword. Use it as a barber's razor and run it over your head and your beard. Then take balances for weighing and divide the hair. 1/3 of the hair you shall burn in the fire inside the city when the days of the siege are completed. 1/3 you shall take and strike with a sword all around the city, and 1/3 you shall scatter to the wind. And I will unsheath the sword after them. Then you shall take from these a small number, and bind them in the skirts of your robe. From these again you shall take some, throw them into the fire and burn them up. From there a fire will come out against all the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, this is Jerusalem. I have set her in the center of the nations, with countries all around her. But she has rebelled against my ordinances and my statutes, becoming more wicked than the nations and the countries all around her, rejecting my ordinances and not following my statutes. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you are more turbulent than the nations that are all around you, and have not followed my statutes or kept my ordinances, but have acted according to the ordinances of the nations that are all around you, therefore, thus says the Lord God, I myself am coming against you. I will execute judgments among you in the sight of the nations. And because of all your abominations, I will do to you what I have never yet done, and the like of which I will never do again. Surely parents shall eat their children in your midst, and children shall eat their parents. I will execute judgments on you, and any of you who survive I will scatter to every wind. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord God, surely because you have defiled my sanctuary with all your detestable things and with all your abominations, therefore I will cut you down. My eye will not spare, and I will have no pity. 1/3 of you shall die of pestilence or be consumed by famine among you. 1/3 shall fall by the sword around you, and 1/3 I will scatter to every wind and will unsheath the sword after them. My anger shall spend itself, and I will vent my fury on them and satisfy myself. And they shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken in my jealousy when I spend my fury on them. Moreover, I will make you a desolation and an object of mocking among the nations around you in the sight of all that pass by. You shall be a mockery and a taunt, a warning and a horror to the nations around you when I execute judgments on you in anger and fury and with furious punishments. I, the Lord, have spoken when I loose against you my deadly arrows of famine, arrows for destruction, which I will let loose to destroy you, and when I bring more and more famine upon you and break your staff of bread. I will send famine and wild animals against you, and they will rob you of your children. Pestilence and bloodshed shall pass through you, and I will bring the sword upon you. I, the Lord, have spoken.